This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is weighing in on the situation in Syria, where a relief group says hundreds of thousands of civilians are fleeing Idlib province. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Idlib is the last rebel stronghold in Syria. Government forces have been bombarding it for about a month and last week launched a ground offensive. The Syrian army and opposition activists say more than 40 villages and hamlets have been captured, while the Syrian Response Coordination Group says more than 200,000 people are fleeing their homes ahead of the advance. Meanwhile, President Trump is accusing Syria, along with allies Russia and Iran, of being on their way to killing thousands of innocent civilians. In a tweet, he says, "Don't do it," adding that Turkey is working hard to stop what he describes as carnage. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny says he was dragged out of his office Thursday by police officers who conducted searches at the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. He tweeted, "No one has been detained. They simply dragged me out of the office." His spokeswoman said the Kremlin critic was forcibly detained and led away. The reason wasn't immediately clear. Video showing police officers forcing their way in with a power tool is online. Navalny was live on Twitter showing the moments before police officers entered the office. Iraqi President Bahram Saleh said Thursday he would rather resign than appoint a prime minister chosen by a bloc in parliament that's influenced by Iran. On Wednesday, the Fatah bloc named Assad al-Adani, governor of the southern Basra province, as the country's next prime minister. The choice was quickly rejected by anti-government protesters who've called for a complete overhaul of the government. You're listening to VOA News. China, Iran, and Russia will hold joint naval drills starting Friday in the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Oman, China's defense ministry said on Thursday, amid heightened tension in the region between Iran and the United States. Zachary Goldman reports.
China on Thursday said it will hold joint naval drills with Iran and Russia in the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Oman. The maneuvers will begin Friday amid heightened tension in the region between Iran and the United States. China will send a guided missile destroyer. A defense ministry spokesman said the drill was a, quote, normal military exchange between the three armed forces and was in line with international law and practices. But it also brings together three of the United States' chief global rivals and one of the world's most sensitive hotspots. The Gulf of Oman is a particularly sensitive waterway as it connects to the Strait of Hormuz, the shipping route for about a fifth of the world's oil.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. A Moroccan court Thursday sentenced a popular YouTube personality to 4 years in prison for a video criticizing King Mohammed and calling the Moroccan people donkeys and stupid. Mohammed Sakaki was also fined more than $4,100. He was arrested last month after posting the video. Some of his previous postings were viewed more than 100,000 times. His lawyer plans to appeal the verdict. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Thursday that Turkey will send troops to Libya now that Tripoli has requested it and will present legislation to parliament on the subject in January. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan announced on Thursday Turkey will send troops to Libya now that Tripoli has requested it. He will present legislation to parliament in January for deployment to the North African country. Ankara signed two separate accords a month ago with Libya's internationally recognized government of Fayez al-Sarraj, one on security and military cooperation and another on maritime boundaries in the eastern Mediterranean. The government of national accord has been fending off a months-long offensive by Khalifa Haftar's forces in eastern Libya, which have received support from Russia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Disaster officials in the Philippines say a typhoon that hit the central part of the country on Christmas Day killed at least 13 people. The typhoon brought sustained winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools, gyms, and government buildings. And officials in Pakistan and India say the two rivals exchanged fire in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir on Thursday, killing two Pakistani soldiers, an Indian soldier, and a civilian woman. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
R&B.